You're listening to The B-Side, a podcast of Blessed Hope Community Church. Hey, this is Malia, your host as usual, and today I am sans Pastor David. He had an appointment this morning, but luckily, since we're still continuing in our testimony series, we have one of our elders, Blake Hessen, here with us.
Hey, hello. Good morning.
And this is your first time on the podcast, right?
I have never done this before.
I'm shocked at that. For some reason, I was thinking maybe you had been on here before, but...
Nope, I gave sermons before I ever got onto the podcast. So
that's awesome. So this is going to be so easy and like nothing for you. Yeah, that was really great.
It went well. It was it was almost fun. Very nerve-wracking. But it was good.
And yeah.
At the end of the day, it was a lot of encouragement from people after the fact. And just like anything else that you go do, the nerves are crazy when you do it. And then you get done and it's like, not as bad as I thought it would be. So
that's good. So I feel like it's one of those things that's maybe like childbirth for women. Like in the moment you're like, I'm never doing this again. But then after the fact, you're like, well, okay, maybe. So will there be another Blake Hessen sermon?
You know, I'm not really one that ever says never. But it's come up a couple of times, and I have reassured David he has not to worry about his position. I'm not running for the pulpit. So
that's awesome. But so you're saying there's still a chance.
There's always a chance, right?
That's too funny. All right. So I think most people know who you are, but just in case there's some people who maybe they know your face and they know you're an elder, but they don't really know about your family. Like, tell us about your family, like what you do for a living, that kind of stuff.
Sure. So married to Megan, and we got married in 2014, and we've got three littles, Camden, Grace, and Maverick. And this fall they're all gonna be, Cam will be 5, Grace will be 4, and Maverick will be 2.
Oh, wow.
So we are busy, just constant running around, and that's okay, but it can get very hectic. Megan teaches up at the high school, math and physics, so I married way up. And then she's the girls' varsity soccer coach, and I manage a seed plant here in town. And we play with food-grade soybeans, so
nice.
I'm local. Grew up here, and I've lived here my whole life.
Yep. And then how did you get connected with Blessed Hope?
I don't know what the right term would be. I kind of got, drug along wouldn't be the right term, but I was within the group that left when the Presbyterian Church split many, many years ago. I can't even tell you what year that was now.
Sure.
But my folks were part of that. Dad was an elder with Presbyterian Church, and when that stuff kind of collapsed, there's a group of people that obviously left and started meeting, and then that's what Blessed Hope was born out of. And so I do remember kind of having that conversation with my folks, even, that said, hey, we're doing this, but this doesn't have to be your path. So do what you feel led, or if you want to check out other churches and
were
stuff.
Were you out of high school then?
I wasn't. I must have, man, time flies.
I know.
But I can't even remember if I was, I must have been early high school, because I remember going to the cottage, and I remember Dan Lutz would give me rides home a lot, because I didn't have a license.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So I do remember that, but I know I was in high school because I remember doing 8th grade confirmation at the Presbyterian Church. So it was,
kind of in that period.
Kind of in that freshman, sophomore area, probably.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've kind of been a lifer ever since it's started.
We like lifers, that's always good. All right. Well, let's just dive into it then. Why don't you go ahead and tell us how you came to be walking with Jesus?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, when you asked me if I would come in and give my testimony. I went back and forth, and I was like, I should write some things down and really be prepared and stuff. And at the same time, I'm like, well, this is your journey, your life. You shouldn't have to really write a lot of things down. Like, you experienced it, right?
Yeah.
But it's interesting because when I hear other people's testimonies, a lot of times it's kind of this, wow, amazing story, you know, like mm-hmm. that's so awesome how, you know, you, it's not awesome how you were dealing with a tragedy, but it's awesome, you know, how God brought you through sure. that and you, you know, you came to faith that way or, mm-hmm. You know, you dealt with sickness or you're just dealing, you know, with addictions and different things like that. You hear different people's testimony and they're so powerful. Mm-hmm. And I've thought this before through some of the small groups that we've done and kind of sharing my testimony. And it's just kind of like, well, that's okay. You know, it's sure. there's nothing exciting there. And I think everybody has their own story and God uses people at different areas of their life. But to mm-hmm. be honest, I've just been inundated with it my entire life.
Yeah. What a blessing.
It is, you know, yeah. I mean, you don't realize that mm-hmm. when you're being brought up in it.
No. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if you know my folks, Kevin and Deb, mm-hmm. I mean, you know their heart and the way they are today is how I've kind of always known them. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up in a very Christian household mm-hmm. and even went to a Christian school, mm-hmm. went to Isaac Newton down in Cedar Rapids. And I actually started, when I was in, I think kindergarten.
Okay.
And so I was there kindergarten and at that point it only went up through eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And so, I attended that in Cedar Rapids, went to Cedar Rapids every day.
Wow. That's crazy to me.
Yeah. And again, looking back, there was a lot of times where I was sick and tired of it, but now it's like, that's just what you did. I didn't know any different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so just really honestly, just completely inundated in Christian faith my entire childhood. Mm-hmm. And I look back now and if there was an hour meter on my life, I would guess that Mike Lutz's farm would be really close to how much time I spent there mm-hmm. as a school and, sure. and at home. For whatever reason, got hooked into farming mm-hmm. and got hooked up with Mike. And I mean, all the time I would mm-hmm. spend hours and hours and hours mm-hmm. in the tractors with him and the combines and stuff.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So I grew up every day after school, uh-huh. we'd get back from Cedar Rapids. I'd say, Mom, call Mike. Can we go find Mike? So, I mean, aww. it was, you know,
yeah.
4 or 5 days a week and every Saturday mm-hmm. I was at Lutz's farm. And I think that's really cool because looking back now, and looking at how my folks were kind of watching out over everything, right? Like mm-hmm. I was living in a Christian home,
right?
But then I was going to a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, I think they were probably very cautious a little bit about maybe who I did or didn't spend sure. time with. And yeah. not that I knew any different,
mm-hmm.
But you know, putting people in my lives like, yeah, you can go over to Lutz's. Mm-hmm. They're good foundation yeah. Christian folks, you know?
Yeah.
And even my friends, like you think back to, I don't know if you knew Sheehan's.
Mm-mm.
Pat and Diane Sheehan were here for a lot of years. I was best friends with their son.
Okay.
Again, just another awesome Christian family. And so mm-hmm. I've been inundated with it my entire life. And I think really probably about the only aha moment that I have is, and maybe it's a lot of people's, right? It's college.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's finally this time where you can, you're not living at home anymore. You got your own apartment, yep. your own friends. You
mm-hmm.
stay out and get up whenever you want, do whatever yeah. you want.
Yep.
And I didn't go far. I was at Kirkwood.
Yeah.
But it came to a point when I would come home a lot on the weekends mm-hmm. to work. And so that would follow up with me being in church. But there was a period when I wasn't coming home a ton and I was sleeping in on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really kind of my aha moment was I did that for a while and didn't think too much of it, but it really did kind of start like something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, it was just simply like doing that all the time growing up.
Yeah.
And then just having that sudden stop. I think that was kind of the moment when I realized, okay, something's missing. I'm acknowledging it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was my moment of turning to, okay, now this is my faith mm-hmm. because Mom and Dad aren't expecting me
yep.
to be, you know, in church on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I felt it for myself now that I feel like something's missing. And so mm-hmm. I think that was kind of my aha moment. Mm-hmm. And from there just kind of got dug back in and
yeah. Never left again.
Never left again.
That's interesting. That was one of David's questions actually when since I knew he was going to be gone, I was like, hey, what would you want to ask Blake? And he said that was one of his things, like, just because, I mean, here's the thing. I'm not trying to, like, put your parents up on a pedestal by any means, because none of us are perfect, right? Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are definitely people that I would look at and say, man, like, I just, they're people I would want to kind of emulate as far as, you know, walking with Jesus goes. Mm-hmm. And so, he kind of was thinking, like, when, yeah, did you have a wrestle with it, your faith, as it, as far as it being your own versus something that you just grew up with and they were teaching you? And so, yeah, that's perfect. That's great. What else was he thinking? Oh, he wanted to also know, and maybe I'll save that question for later. But my question was, and not to turn this into, like, Deb and Kevin, because this is your testimony, but I think, like, I always look at your family and just marvel, because, like, all of you guys are, all of their kids are walking with the Lord faithfully. You've all married Christians and are mm-hmm. just leading your family so well. Like, that's, like, so unheard of anymore. Usually in a family like your size too, like, one kid is not, you know, has sure. walked away or whatever. Not every single one. So, like, that's amazing and so cool. So can you think of anything growing up that maybe they did that kind of sticks out in your mind that was sort of formative for you guys?
Yeah, I think, like, when I look back, I think it was just very visible. I mean, I remember, I mean, obviously, even a lot of unchristian homes, right? They're close. They got mm-hmm. really good relationships. Sure. And so, I mean, we had that. And mm-hmm. yeah, we fought and, you know, everything else. But I can distinctively remember, you know, getting up in mornings, getting ready for school and stuff. And Dad would be sitting at the table mm-hmm. with his bowl of Raisin Bran and his Bible.
That's such a Kevin thing.
Right?
Not flipping over his Monopoly table.
That's, yeah, right? Yeah, we've saved that GIF, and it's been used yes. many times on family favorite. Things. But so, I mean, even the things that, you know, they weren't directly pouring into us sure. and having direct conversations with us, mm-hmm. I can point back and say, but I remember seeing Dad reading his Bible.
Yeah.
And again, I didn't think about it when I was little.
Right.
But now I look back and I'm like, that's probably helped shape me to say, hey, mm-hmm. that was really important to him. Mm-hmm. You know, and like I said, the things that they, the people that we hung out with, and I don't remember ever having a conversation, even through high school or anything, that they really said, I don't think you should be hanging out with these people. Mm-hmm. Because they just, I guess, didn't really necessarily look at people that way. But at the same time, I think it was, they would help steer
sure.
into good groups. And I think that's really important. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, I also remember them being a part of, I guess we call them small groups. I don't know if that's what they called it back then, but mm-hmm. I don't know how often they met. But I remember them getting together with other Christian couples in the church, and the kids would all go along and we'd run around outside and play, mm-hmm. you know. And so just, it was just a part of their everyday life. And sure. I think it is. I think it's also, you know, God's blessing. Because I just heard a really small blip of it. I didn't get to listen to Mike's testimony yet, but I mm-hmm. caught a blip. And what really stood out to me is that hard tension of, yes, it's things that my parents did to help mm-hmm. guide us in that direction. But man, there's a lot of parents that are doing those things too, and they don't have kids that are walking, mm-hmm. you know, their mm-hmm. faith right now. Hopefully that will come with time.
Yeah.
So it's kind of back to that, like, you don't want to put them on a pedestal necessarily right. because of...
Because it's all God's grace.
Yeah, the family. The but yeah. yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, they had a huge part in that, and God...
Sure.
I mean, God's blessed us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. That's really cool. How has that kind of informed you as a parent now? Like, the way you and Megan are raising your three kids, like, are there things that you guys have picked up that you're like, okay, we want to make sure we're doing that with our kids, or things you're like, hey, maybe I don't know if this really was something that worked well, so we're going to try it this way, you know, like.
I would say there's a lot of the, holy crap, I'm doing that poorly.
You're in, like, the you know? Craziest season, though, right now. Like, it is just insane having kids that young yeah. all together like that.
It It is. And you know, we all hide behind things because it's like, yep, elder. You know, man, they must be really, really spiritual and really, really on point. And I'm like, yeah, let me show you what happens behind the doors, right? And it's crazy. I mean, so yeah, there's absolutely things that, you know, that Megan and I just, we want our kids to see the importance. We want them to acknowledge and know how important Jesus is.
Right. And the action behind it versus just the platitudes probably, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a couple things that actually have just happened, and I don't know if that means that I wasn't doing it well enough earlier on, or if it's just that Camden's kind of starting to get the age to more notice things.
Sure.
But, you know, some of the things like, you know, praying with them every night, talking to him about what prayer is, and it's not just a now I lay me down to sleep thing.
Right.
You know, I mean, we kind of, you know, well, what do you want to thank God for today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so having some of those conversations, and it was really, really cool. Saturday, we were, Camden and I were outside, and I told Megan this too, that he came over, he's running around barefoot, and he said, Dad, the grass is really pokey. I said, yeah, I know. I said, it's really dry, bud. And he said, well, we can pray for rain. I said, you know what? That'd be a good idea. I said, that's, yeah, tonight when we go to bed, we can pray for rain.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he goes, well, can't we pray right now?
Aww.
And so that it was just kind of like, yep, you're right, buddy. And
yeah.
So we had a long little conversation about like, yep, we can pray for rain. And he said, well, God hear us. Yeah, God will hear us. And,
aww,
you know, we had the conversation about, we have to remember that God doesn't always give us what we want.
Sure.
He doesn't always give us what we pray for.
Yeah.
And he had a hard time kind of with that concept. And I said, well, does mommy and daddy give you everything that you want when you ask? He was, yeah. I said, what? Like, maybe I need to talk to your mom because I don't. But anyhow, it was so cool because he prayed for rain and we had the conversation and I didn't think anything more of it because I don't think we were even supposed to have a chance of rain.
Yeah.
If we were, it was like next to nothing.
Right.
And we woke up Sunday morning, and it had rained.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so it's so cool to...
Did he remember?
Well, he didn't notice anything. I mean, he's you know, running around just getting breakfast and playing. And, and so when I got up and I saw there was puddles on the deck, I said, Cam, come here. Do you remember what we prayed for?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, rain. And I said, well, what's outside?
Mm-hmm.
And he was so excited.
Aww.
And... So, of course, then Megan said, great, now he's going to ask, you know, pray for a bike or something, you know.
Well, then he'll get another lesson.
And that's, yep, and that's exactly what I said. I said, well, that's the lesson that God doesn't give us everything we want.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
But, so I guess it's those type of things, and I heard Megan, you know, talking to him a little bit about it, too, is just trying to make their faith real.
Sure.
You know, even if they're five and it just has to do with,
absolutely,
you know, you prayed and it rained, you know, type of a thing.
Yeah. At their level, they can totally understand and like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's our kind of our biggest thing right now is just, and like I said, that's really just Camden because Grace isn't really to that point yet. And,
I love her.
You know, I think Mav is closer than Grace is on some days, but.
Man, if Grace stops long enough to just she's just always going she's so cute. Was there ever a time that you remember growing up where you doubted your faith at all or doubted God?
I don't know. I can't think of specifics. You know, I mean, even getting into, you know, Nate passing away.
Yeah.
And I mean, I honestly don't really talk to a lot of people about that at all.
Sure.
And we won't go into a lot of it probably now, but, you know, I mean, Megan and I have even had some of those conversations, like, how has it affected you or what's, you know, where are you at with that? I've been angry at God.
Oh, absolutely.
And frustrated, but I don't know if it's just because of, again, my just entire life has been surrounded with God as part of it that I've never doubted God's existence or God, what God's done for me. So I guess I would phrase it more like I haven't doubted God, but I've sure been frustrated and questioned and why and,
Yeah.
So that's probably more the angle that I would come from.
Yeah. I think I can't remember if it was Scott Gator's testimony, but I think we talked about that, like, because same for me. Like, I grew up in a Christian home, so, like, I've never doubted God's existence or him, like, being the sovereign person over our lives. But I think there's definitely been times when I've doubted his goodness or, like, mistaking his loving kindness and consequences for punishment. You know what I mean? Over my stupid decisions that I've made or whatever. So,
well, and I think sometimes too, we have to be really careful because it's like, okay, you know, maybe this is God, right, giving us a consequence for something that we chose. I think we also have to be careful, and I hope this doesn't get taken the wrong way. Like, God is in control, and God is the most powerful thing ever. But God didn't cause the car accident.
Yep.
God didn't cause the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
He can take those things and he can use them.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
But I think sometimes we get kind of in this area where we shake a finger, and I'm guilty of it, like, God, how dare you? And it's like, well, no, that didn't happen because of God. That happened because of sin, and that happened because of the world we live in.
Absolutely. And it sucks.
And it, and it sucks.
So. Yeah. Okay. So last question, and this is from David. He wants to know, why did you become an elder?
I will answer when I find out. Probably for the same, that's hard, you know, and I don't mean to say that I don't enjoy it. But there's part of me that honestly doesn't enjoy it.
it's a lot that people don't see.
It is. And that's, I mean, that comes with everything and every area that people serve and stuff. You know, again, I grew up with a dad that was an elder. I mean, he was a leader at the Presbyterian Church. He was leader here, elder here. So I saw it, and I was young enough that I don't think I really ever acknowledged that much until I was out of college, of some of the weight, you know, that he carried with it.
Yeah.
And so it's not really something that I look forward to a lot, but at the same time, it's kind of like giving the sermon here a couple weeks ago. It was nothing that I really wanted to do. It was nothing that I was really excited about, but for whatever reason, there was other godly men that saw something in me and said, you know, we'd like you to come alongside of us just as, let us mentor you. And honestly, I actually did say no. The first time that they asked, I was like
preaching nope. a sermon.
Yep. I was like, nope, thanks. But you know, Pastor Matt was pretty, instrumental in that. And we got together quite a few times and just, he laid out, you know, some points and some things that he saw, in me that maybe I didn't see in myself. And so at least being willing to step into, okay, fine, well, I'll come to some studies with you. And I did that for, I think, over a year before I ever even really got geared up and jumped into it. So I think it was just kind of that other men pouring into me and then kind of stepping up and stepping out. In obedience is why I landed here. And I don't mean to make it sound like it's a terrible, horrible thing. But, 'cause they're a great group of guys. The guys that have been elders here and the group that we have now, are just awesome, godly men. And so we do have a lot of fun, but, there's a lot of weight to it too. And there's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. It's a very, I mean, biblically speaking, it's a big responsibility to be shepherding and leading people in God's church. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, this was awesome. It's so, one of the things that I really love about these is like, you can be going to church with someone. Like, I don't know Blessed Hope without you. Like, you've always been here. And so, it's like, you can be going to church with someone for so long but never actually hear their story at all. Like, I don't think we've ever been in a small group together, have we?
I don't think so.
So, you know, like, that's a lot of years. I mean, 'cause we've been here for like, how old's Tyler? Like 15-ish years? 14 years? So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, thank you for sharing.
Absolutely.
We appreciate that.
I'll encourage others. It's not as bad
yeah.
as you think.
It's way, it looks like you're not on video and you don't have, so it's like, it's way more low key. I like it. Is there any way that we can be praying for you, you and your family?
Oh, just the normal stuff, you know? I mean, patience, mm-hmm. that's probably one of my biggest things that I struggle with. Man, I can flare up. And so when you got 5, 4, and 2 year olds running yeah. around and not listening,
yeah.
it doesn't take long for me to rise up. So yeah. that's always an area of, that I covet prayers for us as we raise our kids. Yeah. And, then in the short term, I don't know when this gets posted, I guess.
Next week we'll post this, so.
All right, well, so then.
We'll be a little behind.
Then we'll be venturing home from okay. the East Coast
yes.
when people listen to this. So okay. prayers for safe travels and quiet kids.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, thanks for listening.